Well, that music signifies we're going to talk a little baseball. Let's head over to West End. Good win for the Commodores. 3-0 win over South Alabama at the Hawk yesterday. Don't think Tim you don't think Tim Corbin can get a game in with some rain? Pfft, he's not scared of rain. It's not his field's not scared of rain either. Tim, how you doing? Good morning.
I'm doing good, D.
How did a lot of people are excited, by the way. So I know that it's early in the season and you want to temper everything, but the debut of Jack Leiter looked pretty darn impressive from at least our view. What about yours?
Yeah, he was good. I mean, he threw the ball very well and commanded the ball, and as well as, you know, really he's had during the course, he did during the course of the fall and early part of the winter, too. He attacked the hitters well. I thought his poise was good. His face was good, as was Thomas Schultz right after him. I mean, those are two young kids, but they didn't act like freshmen, that's for sure.
Everybody knows his father. Everybody knows your program and what you bring to the table and how it's worked over the years. And so, obviously, a ton of it is credit by you. But you understand this dynamic better than us. This kid got an opportunity. He got drafted in the first round. He had lots of money sitting in front of him, and a lot of kids would jump at that. He didn't. He wanted to play for you for at least the next 3 years. Kind of take us through why was that an easy decision, a tough decision? Obviously, everybody's happy about it. We're all looking forward to covering this guy for the next 3 years and you coaching him, but take us behind the curtain. What was that process like?
Well, I think it's very difficult for any kid and set of parents. It's not easy. But at the same time, once they make it, I feel like they, at least in the time, and never is a very strong word, but I've never heard a parent or a kid regret it. I think once they're in it, they understand why they did it. And it doesn't necessarily point towards the baseball either. And I recognize that there's dollar signs attached to that too. But, you know, I think we're all faced with situations where, and we make decisions and they're not all dollar based. I mean, if they were dollar based, I wouldn't be here right now. I would have been somewhere else several years ago. But you have to start looking at what is best for you at that time. And Al, the dad, had played professionally for 19 years. His uncle or his brother played for 11. So there was a lot of baseball background. But the truth of the matter was that Al and Lori both wanted education for their kid. But the most important piece was Jack wanted education for himself. And his sister went here. Carly went here. So it was a decision that, you know, he made and he felt comfortable. I'll never forget getting that phone call from him. It sounded like I was talking to a 25-year-old man. It was like, I'm coming to school. I want to come to summer school at this point. This is what I want to study. And, you know, he's a Dean's List student right out of the gate. This is a well-connected young man and very low maintenance. He goes about business like a professional. So everything that you see right now, and not performance so much. I mean, what he did last night was really good, but what you see around and how he handles himself is just a kid that has his things together. But I think he's having fun. I think that's why kids come to college, because they have a lot of fun. They get to pick where they want to sleep. They get to pick their friends. They get to pick their coach. They get to pick where they want to play. They get to pick their mound. When you go into professional baseball, you don't get to pick anything. You go and you do what they tell you to do, and you're a business asset. And I think when you're a college kid, there's a lot of life. There's social life. There's a lot of laughter. There's a lot of fun, and you're doing it with the people you chose. No one chose those kids for you. So I think that's the plus for him.
Tim, how much did his background growing up in that family help him, in your opinion? We've talked about on this show Patrick Mahomes, you know, having a dad that played professional baseball, so he grew up in a clubhouse and he grew up in that environment. Kumar Rocker, his father played, you know, at a high level. He got to grow up around a sport and in a locker room. Growing up in that environment, it's different than, you know, a kid where their parents just go off to work every day and they sell insurance or whatever. In your opinion, is there a real distinct advantage being able to learn, grow up, and see that as you have a father who was a professional athlete? How much do you think that helps kids' growth, in your opinion?
Oh, a tremendous amount. Because you start looking at who they're communicating with, who a young person's communicating with, and when you're communicating with adults, you start getting comfortable and you start building some confidence and you start developing some self-esteem. And I just look at the kids that are thrust into this environment, whether it's our two daughters or whether it's all the other coaches' kids that are continually on the field and communicating with adults, and you start to grow up, you start to mature, your brain, the front part of your brain, the executive decision part of your brain starts growing. And you can tell with Kumar and Jack. I mean, you look at those two kids in particular, they're not immature. I mean, they have fun, but they're mature. What they talk about is mature. How they do things is mature. How they do academically is mature. And I think the other thing about that is when you're around professional sports, you start looking at those people for who they are. They're humans. You don't start looking at them with a wide open mouth and say, wow, that's a professional player. It's a human. He bleeds, he reacts, he talks the same way I do. There's no difference. And that's the truth. He's got a skill set. But I think a lot of young kids who haven't been exposed to that, they look at that brand and they look at the major league name and the uniform, and it's, you know, it's the wedding, you know, it's the big wedding. It's eye opening. But the reality is it's all about the marriage. And, you know, the wedding's one day, whether it's the draft or whether it is a legitimate wedding. But what you live out is that experience after that celebratory day. And that celebratory day doesn't really mean a whole lot. It's what you're doing after. And I think all those kids have been able to see that.
We're talking to Tim Corbin, baseball coach at Vanderbilt. The Commodores win the home opener yesterday 3-0 over South Alabama, and they play them again today at the Hawk at 4:30 if people want to go by and watch. And, Corbs, I want to ask you about your process. You got a lot of, especially position players, guys trying to carve out their role on the team, and you want to give them a look, and you want to have a healthy competition. It's not easy, and you're moving different guys into different spots in the lineup. So tell us how you go about that with because you know that you've got some talent, and you know there's going to be a lot of improvement from now until the end of the season.
Yeah, so early, really. Even the kids who are sophomores, they haven't played. So I look at them all as being just inexperienced freshmen. That's really what they are. So when you're throwing them on the field, they're exposed to the same feelings that everyone's had the first time they've been out there, and it's not easy. I mean, how we reacted in Arizona at certain times was, it you could see that. You know, simple plays become very difficult because now it's between the white lines, it's somewhere else, it's against another uniform. So I think it's just giving them time. It's giving them time to adapt and watching them. And as I've told them, it's, you know, it's like the 75% rule. Only 25% of our kids get an opportunity to play. And it's the other 75% that really matters because you're playing another role outside of playing the game on the field. And that does matter. And how you approach that situation prior to the game and getting your training in and staying focused and the ability just to hang with it and understand that my time is coming and learning patience. I think patience is the biggest thing for all these kids because they want to get from point A to point B or swipe right on a phone. And that just doesn't work in development of baseball. It just takes a lot of time. As long as all of them are patient, I feel like they'll all be rewarded. But the kids that aren't patient, you know, it's they're running off and getting on the portal. And next thing, I want an opportunity. And, you know, so much of this really isn't them. It's the people around them. It's the people who have expectations for them that think you should be playing here, whether it's an advisor or whether it's a parent. But I truly think that if kids are patient, at some point in time, everything will work out for them. But here, yeah, it's difficult because they're all good. And then, you know, with time, they'll all be really good. But you can only put 9 guys on the field at once. I tell them that every day. They understand it. And, you know, still early. But we'll figure out a combination as we go.
How has the fallout been, your talks with Tyler Brown? With his story, for people that have followed, is well documented, all of the adversity he's dealt with, all the challenges he's faced in his life. So he's probably not your ordinary closer. But they always say about closers, the key for a great closer is to be able to bounce back after you have that night where you don't convert the save. He had a couple of outings where maybe ball didn't bounce his way, gave up the one hit, but he seems to be a guy that you can rest assured that he'll bounce back just fine.
Yeah, he doesn't get damaged. Now, I know he gets dinged up, and you know, I'm sure he gets a few. If you're on social media, I'm sure he gets banged up a little bit there. At least that's what Maggie told me. But you know, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, I think he'll be fine. I think that position, though, you think about it, it's a lot like a field goal kicker. It's Vinatieri. You know, it's you're always in a situation where the game is on the line. You're never in there. You know, whether it's an extra point, whether it's a field goal, you're needed. So I think your ability to have that mindset is very, very important. You better be able to take a punch. And he finished games 17 times, and he finished games 17 times in very, very difficult situations. But at the beginning of last year, too, it was TCU. He got dinged up for the third game of the year. Then Austin Peay lost a lead at the end of that game. But then, you know, as the season progressed, he started jumping into those situations and finishing. And it's just part of that job description. It goes along with it. And if you can't handle the hot temperature moments and you have to succeed all the time in order to move forward, then you're probably not going to be in that position. But he's the right guy in that spot.
We're talking to Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt baseball coach. And Tim, we always have these conversations with you about, you know, not only are your kids playing baseball and you're teaching them that game, but you're preparing them for later on in life, whether they're going to be major league players or they're going to go off and do something else. So I'm curious of how you use a lot of things going on in baseball right now. The Astros scandal is a tool to teach these guys of, hey, there's going to be temptations and there's going to be different things that you're going to be faced with throughout your career, whether that's in baseball or in life itself. How have you been able to use that?
Well, I think it's a lot like academics here. It's very easy to take a shortcut academically. I mean, there's probably a ton of students that do it. You know, you lean on something because the stress level of the class or getting a grade or the expectation of getting a grade. I think, you know, for us, it's the same thing here. It's, you know, forget the grade. You know, I'd love to have a high grade point average, you know, as a team. But the truth of the matter is, do what you have to do and do it well to the best of your ability with a high care level. And I think your integrity is everything. And you can't, integrity means you don't have to be perfect, but it's just whatever you did, however you talk, is whatever you do. You walk behind what you say, and I think that's so important for these kids. And, you know, I was proud of Tony to come out and speak the way he did. I mean, you know, a lot of times when you speak that way, you're going to take some banging from your peers because you played with a lot of those guys, and I know he has deep respect, but I know Tony too, and Tony's going to walk a certain line. He's going to do what he thinks is right, and I think it's just getting these kids to understand that is, you know, at some point, we're all going to be pulled by temptation. It's just normal. You know, none of us are perfect. But at the same time, you just don't want to make a decision that's going to embarrass you 10, 20 years from now. And we talk a lot about that. They're good kids, and they do things well. But at the same time, no one's perfect, and we just want to be able to make good choices, good decisions based on what we know at this time. And I think I don't have a higher importance, and I don't see myself that way, but I just try to help them along and prod them along with those decisions and choices that we all have to make. And hopefully we're making those decisions, choices that benefit us and benefit our program as well.
Tim, good stuff. We always appreciate our talks with you. We're looking forward to talking to you all season long. Good win yesterday. Go get them again today. And we'll talk soon.
Okay, gang. Thanks always. I appreciate it.
All right, that is Tim Corbin, Vanderbilt's baseball coach, and they got it done yesterday with a 3-0 victory over South Alabama. And as we just talked about, Jack Leiter made his college debut, and he was spectacular. Striking out 12, one walk, no hits through five.
Unreal.
And then the other kid that came in, Schultz, also a freshman, 6'6". He only struck out 7 in 4 innings. And South Alabama is not
they're
a
good.
Pushover.
No, they're
yeah,
good.
They're a good team.
They're a good team. All right, we'll come back. More of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.